You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Buenos dias. Or if you're from New Mexico, buenos dias. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And this is another episode. I think it's 622. We're glad that you're with us, whatever the episode it is.
Or wherever you're listening. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They could be in their car, shower.
I want to know about that.
RV, parking, bathroom at Lake Pleasant.
Airplane.
Driving down the road in Yo 6-Fo.
There you go. Absolutely. You're listening somewhere. And we appreciate it.
And Rob won't complete the line from that song because it's not appropriate. But we've got a repeat question today. Well, it was a repeat in the sense that we've heard it before, but we didn't answer the question. So we'll make sure we don't talk about protected structures, but I think this is a really, really good question for people who are new to the industry, people who are wondering, how do I do this?
Yeah.
So why don't you play that funky question, Robbo?
White boy. Okay.
Hey, how's it going, guys? My name is Bruce. I am a police officer in Hawaii. I recently got my 107 certificate, and I'm looking to get into the drone business full time. My question today is about flying over people. I know you've done a couple of podcasts on the subject, but I still don't quite see how real estate or wedding videos could be done legally. I'm very familiar with the regulations, protect the structure, stationary covered vehicle, etc. Here in Hawaii, the homes are very close together. So if I'm flying an operation on one home, I guarantee I'll be flying over multiple other homes. I don't see how you prevent those neighbors from coming outside and, say, doing some yard work. And what about wedding videos? I mean, you got 100, 200 guests there. It's almost impossible not to fly over somebody. So, do you have them sign a waiver, or do you somehow classify them as participants of the operation? Or, how do you go about dealing with real estate, neighbors, as well as the guests at a wedding? Greatly appreciate your input, and look forward to hearing from y'all. Take care.
Yeah, so like you said, Paul, there are probably a lot of people that are wondering about this, particularly folks that are new to the industry that are trying to get their business started. We know that a lot of the folks coming into this industry are looking at things like real estate and potentially even wedding videos, even though they might not be familiar with some of the challenges of wedding videos. So what does one to do? I mean, I think, number one, I do want to say we have to be careful to not overthink things, but at the same time, it's good to plan and be aware of your surroundings and your environment.
That was so eloquent,
and
Rob.
Be prepared for it.
I agree. So how can you be prepared for it? How can you fly a wedding or real estate without flying over people? The answer is be creative. There are many solutions that can help you fly these particular jobs for weddings. I would recommend flying a camera with zoom, like the Inspire one with the Z3. Then you don't ever have to fly over people ever, and you can still get really good up close shots while having a zoom camera. In fact, I just shot a wedding 3 weeks ago here in Corrales, and I got the same question from, I think it was the event producer, because they had a camera team, mm-hmm. but they were looking for a really high quality drone guy. Mm-hmm. And the other guy didn't pass their test. Like, people are testing drone pilots, and I love this. This is great.
Yeah, people are becoming educated.
Yeah, this is amazing. Anyway, and I said, oh, well, it's all about being creative. Now, clearly I can't fly over people, but I can fly besides people as long as I'm a safe distance away. And I don't need to fly over people ever. In fact, I didn't even have a zoom camera, and I did a great job of getting that wedding. It's all about being creative. So if you're flying from the sides and zooming in to get shots, or if you're flying from, say, behind and you have a zoom in where you're doing a nice little reveal with the trees, it really comes down to creativity. Now let's talk about, how do you fly real estate without flying over people? He mentions, houses are really close together. First of all, you can fly over anyone's property. It is totally legal, 100%. Number two, I'm really happy that you're a police officer and you're becoming educated with drones. I just saw something this weekend on YouTube, and I even commented on it, that I was really, really frustrated that police didn't understand that if you're flying a drone over someone's property, that's totally okay. Right. There is nothing wrong with that.
A lot of assumptions are being made.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really happy and grateful for Bruce that he's a police officer and he's educated. So how do you fly real estate without flying over people? Well, what I do is I take off and I look at the homes adjacent. Now, normally before I take off, I've got a flight pattern in my mind already of what I want to capture. So I'm going to take off and I'm going to look. And if there are people in the backyard, probably shouldn't fly over their backyard. If there are people in the pool next door, you probably shouldn't fly over the pool next door.
Right.
But if there's no one outside of the house, fly it. Seriously. If I have a house in the middle of two other houses, and there's no one in the backyard and there's no one in the front yard, and I'm trying to just focus on filming the house, you're not, you know, hovering by windows. You're not hovering over people's houses. Try to be cognizant of that. Try to be cognizant of the perception that you're giving to the public out there. Remember, guys, if you look official, people stop asking questions. I mean, it is seriously that simple. If you have a reflective vest on, UAV pilot, you know, we've got some stuff coming out here with some custom cones and custom stuff that you can have. It says UAV pilot, do not interrupt when flying, blah, blah, blah. Having flashers on your vehicle and having a marked vehicle. You don't want to have a marked vehicle? Buy magnets and then you can put them on and take them off. In fact, Rob just saw me go through a 3-month long process to get really badass magnets because you can't buy cool magnets online. It's not possible. So I went out and had our logo made on reflective vinyl, but had selective color reflective. So it looks really cool.
It's very sharp.
And then I put that on a magnet and then put it on the car. And actually someone gave me the dirtiest look the other day. I'm driving down Tramway and I took this, like just literally I said, hey, Sarah, grab the magnet and take it off. I don't want people following us because it says drone you. And sometimes when you're going out for activities, I don't want people to know that there are drones in the car because it'll get stolen. So we like literally took them off. This guy gave us this weird, dirty look like we're the CIA or something.
Because you were doing it while driving? Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I was like, just roll the window down, picked it up.
It's right there.
But anyway, trying to bring light to his situation, it is totally, again, plausible if houses are really close together to, again, use Zoom, use the streets. It's okay to fly over people's houses. If people are under a covered structure, again, that's okay as well. So if they're in their greenhouse, they're in their shed, great. If someone's in their backyard, don't fly over their backyard.
And, you know, the other thing I would add to that is I'm just going to say communicate, right? So if you have a shot that you want to get, and the flight path for that shot includes flying over some people that are hanging out in their backyard. Maybe the neighbor knows them. Or, I mean, maybe the client knows that neighbor and have a conversation. Hey, would you mind hanging out inside for 30 minutes while we get this shot?
And I'll give you a Starbucks gift card.
Or whatever. Yeah. Or I'll bring or take them some cookies or whatever it is that you're going to try to implore them with.
But chocolate chip, Rob.
You can absolutely get that done via communication or coming back at another time, which I know that's kind of a pain in the butt. So maybe just talking to him is the way to go. But there's a way to get it done.
Well, I mean, that's also the reason that Jason and I created Legal Flyer. Whether you're filming commercial or not, you're supposed to have a property release. And people who fly drones forget that there are other laws that you have to follow.
Right.
Like if you're filming on private property, if you're filming that private property, you need permission from the property owner to film on that property.
Right.
Now, if you are flying from a public place and then you film a property from a public place, that's another story.
Yeah.
So there are rules, there are caveats. Again, it's really important to know the law. It's really important when you get on scene to scope out the scene, see what's going on. Again, though, Rob, if you prep and you're really smart about how you do these missions. Like, for example, one of my biggest issues with filming for Marriott is that I cannot fly over people.
Right.
Well, that's really limiting when you're flying a hotel and they're not going to close it down for you to film it. So normally when I'm filming these hotels, I'm out at 4, 5, 5:30 a.m. out there by the pool, freezing my nips off, getting the shots that I need because no one's at the pool at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
At 5 in the morning, you know?
That's right, yeah.
So, and you can get your long exposure shots with no one in there and all the room lights starting to come on and whatnot as the sun comes up. And then the sun comes up, you get the color.
So you're
like
just using
sunset.
It to your advantage.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you just got to be really smart about how you do things. So let's take real estate. Are people really up and about at 5 a.m.? No, they're not.
Probably not.
And if you're not being paid for the sunset shot, then guess what? Act like a robber. Go to the house at 10 a.m. because why? No one's home from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I mean, that's when I'm not saying be a robber and steal stuff. I'm saying be a robber and think smart.
Right.
Because they're trying to figure out when people are not around. You can use that logic too. Don't break into people's houses or steal things. It will come back to haunt you.
Especially if you're a police officer.
We don't endorse that. Yeah, Bruce, especially you.
So back to weddings just a bit. Another thing I would think that one would want to do with a wedding is to make some announcement or have somebody make some announcement that there's going to be a drone flying. It's okay. It's a professional pilot. Don't worry about it. Because one of the things I wouldn't want at a wedding if it was my wedding is the drone starts flying. A lot of the people don't know it's there. And then you get a lot of this. And so now that's in your drone shot. Everybody's looking up at the drone. That kind of would take away from the moment that you're actually trying to get with the drone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is people focused on the wedding and what's going on at the wedding.
I think that's definitely a good idea. It's also a good idea to talk to the bride and groom about what they want to fly, what they don't want to fly. Because when I flew this last wedding, I was flying pretty much the entire time up until, she walked down the aisle. And then as soon as she walked down the aisle, I landed and they went on with the ceremony. And then I didn't shoot again until the ceremony was over.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you definitely want to talk to them because as Bruce is alluding to, you can't fly over people. So they need to know what you can and can't do so that expectations are set.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them thinking you're going to get this beautiful shot from above everybody and you can't do that. And that's what they expected. Now you're in big trouble.
Yeah. So, and there's a wedding videographer here, even in Albuquerque, who's saying that he can fly over people whenever he wants and it's totally okay. And he's got a certificate, found out he's got no certificate. So, yeah.
I mean, what can we even say to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Been down that road.
Yeah. You know, just focus on you, focus on quality. And, I think reporting people though like that who say they have a certificate, they don't have one, and then they do that. That's definitely a prime example of someone you should totally report.
Yeah, they need to be stopped.
That's a safety issue.
It is a safety issue, and they definitely need to be stopped. And we've always said that in terms of reporting somebody. If it's a safety issue, don't hesitate.
Yeah.
I mean,
besides, the worst that's going to happen to him is a FISDO guy is going to call him and say, "Hey, man, you can't do that.
Right.
When are you taking your test and give it to me? Because if you don't, worse things are going to happen." I mean, it's literally like follow the law and nothing happens, or, you know, don't follow the law and we bring the rain in 10 years. Anyway, okay, that's that. So I think we answered his question well. If you are hiring someone to fly your wedding, or you know someone who's hiring a drone pilot for this wedding, you may want to share this podcast with them so that they know drone videographers cannot fly over people. You know what? Actually, one of the last parts of his question was, what about people participating? The FAA talks about who is participating. You can get that in the drone pilot field kit, dronepilotfieldkit.com. It's a very short list. Let me save you the trouble. It's your VO and you. So, period. Which is unfortunate, but hey, that's it. No, they cannot contract or sign off on being able to fly over them. You can't do that either. Anyway, good ideas. Good try. But not so fast.
If only. But
yeah.
No.
So again, if you know someone who is hiring a drone pilot for their wedding, make sure to share this with them so that they know the rules and restrictions about flying over weddings, which again, in short summary, is you can't fly over people and you can't fly higher than 400 feet and they can't fly at night unless they have a nighttime authorization. And oh yeah, if they can't maintain a visual line of sight with the drone, they shouldn't be flying either. They're just... yeah, not very difficult rules.
So the reality is your shot sequence from a drone at a wedding is going to be pretty shallow. There's just not a ton of things that you can do.
You're establishing shots. You know, you can get some slides of people coming down the aisle, the bride coming down the aisle. To be honest with you, Rob, you know, I really think that you can do a whole lot without flying over people. It's all about how creative you are without risking people's safety.
So what are a couple of examples?
Oh, Rob.
I love putting you on the spot like that. So maybe a shot from behind everybody where you're just kind of going across, where you're coming up and doing the reveal thing and then sliding across. You're never flying over people. Stuff like that.
Okay, let's say that we have everyone in a square box, and that square box is 50 yards by 50 yards. And I'm on the backside of the square box flying in a diagonal pretty much so that I'm going to come across one of the corners, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I could start really low and then pitch forward, have my camera tilted up, okay? Turn the pitch into a roll, turn the yaw into a slow left yaw as I then tilt the camera down and as I elevate across the trees to get the light flare in there. So I'm tilting my camera down, I'm rolling. So think of the shots literally like coming in like this, tilting across, moving back, and then we're revealing the area by the wedding, the sunset. Get a little play with the trees, make sure you get a little lens flare in there. And now you've got a lower tilting reveal. That's just one. I can go on for days.
So what I'm hearing, though, is you need to go to the site and create a vision for the shots that you want to get.
True. Right. Or you can take our advanced cinematic course that's on the website if you're a Drone U member, and you're going to get 10 really good ideas there.
True.
So I think, that whole course is about flying resorts and hotels and cinematic shots. But just think of your subjects as dynamic. They can always change. And think of the shots as you can use the same shots,
Right.
So
for sure.
By the way, I think you need more caffeine there, Rob.
Really?
Yeah, you're yawning over here.
I'm up too late.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Hope that answers your question, Bruce. Thank you very much for asking it. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, and we will answer your question. As always, my name is Paul.
And my name's Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.